It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. It is once again time for us to talk about the outdoors. Today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, Hoffpower Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. And Texas Motor Cars up in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com. And also made possible by Hotcan, HOT-CAN.com. Folks, I thought today we would do something a little bit differently. You know, Larry Large has been our guest many times. I hunt with Larry. He's an outfitter up in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Actually, in about 7 weeks, I'm going to be up there with him. But Larry, right now, is about 12 miles kind of northwest of Steamboat Springs, not far from Elk Mountain up there, and he's at the cabin. Larry, have you got a signal on us this morning, buddy?
I sure do, Mr. Luke.
Boy, I'm glad to get you with us. And what's about what's the temperature right now up there in the mountains?
Temperature right now is 44.
Oh my goodness, it's not 44 back in Texas where you're going to have to come back to in a few days. But the conditions up there, you know, we're hearing a lot of fires in Colorado and all over, but it's pretty lush up there, pretty wet right now.
Oh, yeah, up there on this side of the mountain. Now, the Denver side of the mountain's real dry, And that's where most are. I guess they had a new one start last night at Pagosa Springs. But this side of the mountain, we've been getting all rain about every other day. You know, not a tremendous amount, but enough. Boy, the grass is waist high. It's just beautiful up here.
Man. Well, I know all of our listeners would like to be there with you. And the truth of the matter is, there's still some openings. I'll be up there the whole, most of September with you hunting. There's still some openings for bear hunts. And I think you were telling me you've got one archery elk hunt that still needs to be filled, right?
Yes, I sure do. I've got one open spot for another archery elk hunt. I'm sitting here every morning, every evening. This morning I watched 7 bulls walk up the side of the mountain, and man, I'll tell you, if a guy wants to go elk hunting, this is the time and place to do it.
Well, this will be the third year that I've enjoyed hunting up there with you, Larry, and I'll vouch for that. I think, the last 2 years, all except, if my memory serves me correctly, all except one guy that I know of had an up close and personal chance at an elk. Not to say everybody killed one with a bow, but the opportunities there and bear. Are the bear numbers this year approaching what they were last year, Larry?
You know, Luke, I've been up here doing a lot of work. I haven't really been paying a lot of attention. This time of the year, even like last year, you know, you didn't see all that many bear. I've seen 2 so far, but I haven't been in a situation where I've been watching for bear. But September is the month when those bears really start putting on their groceries, and that's when you'll see them move 24 hours a day. Right now, it's just mainly daylight and dark.
Yeah,
that the bear are moving. But in September, they hunt 24 hours a day.
They have to pack on the feed bag to get ready for winter. And I know last September, we've talked about it on the air a few times, but I don't know how many 30, 40 bear that, you know, that different people had seen. And we all had some pretty up-close encounters with them last year. Actually, we here on KETR, we have a show archived of you telling about some of the experiences last year with the bear. How about mule deer, Larry?
I am seeing, I would say, 50 to 75 mule deer every single day right here by the cabin. I just watched. You can look on down here right now as I'm standing here, and there's mule deer everywhere.
My gosh. Now, there's always been a healthy population on it. Folks, this ranch, like I say, is up northwest of Steamboat Springs, 12 miles or so. It's right on Elk River. Elk Mountain is part of the ranch. It's private land, but Larry, I always see quite a few mule deer, but it sounds like for some reason there's even more than ever up there now.
You know, I for some reason this year I'm seeing more mule deer than I normally do. And I mean, there is a lot of mule deer on this ranch, but man, I usually see 15, 20 mule deer a day. I'm seeing 50, 60 mule deer. A lot of fawns. They had a real dry season last year, which produced a lot of fawns. The does were in good shape. They ended up with some late fall rains, which helped the grass and everything. So the fawn survival rate was really good last year.
Well, that's good. That's thus the reason for it. Well, if the acorn crop is anywhere near up in the mountains, up in there what it was last year, that'll be a boon to all the wildlife, especially the bears, right?
Oh, yeah. The bear will be in here on these acorns. All this lowland in here is all oak brush, as you well know. And those bears just ravish these acorn trees.
The oaks up in that country, I guess a tall one might be, you know, 20 feet high, but they get an old bear climb up in there, and it's not uncommon to see a bunch of those trees with the bigger limbs just ripped out, and I guess they shake the acorns down, break the limbs, and feed on them when they hit the ground, Larry, you know?
Yeah, they sure do. They pick them off there just like we pick blueberries down there in Texas.
That's right. Now, you know, bear tags, they are readily available. Or they were last year, and I know they are right now, but that's... a person that's thinking about hunting in Colorado for bear, they need to contact the game department up there pretty quick, don't they?
This morning at 9 o'clock, bear tags went on sale for this unit. It's unit 214. It's a first come first serve basis. Anybody that wants to hunt a bear, we have some openings for bear, but you need to be calling Colorado Fish and Game this morning.
Yep.
And get your bear tags, because yep, they will be sold out.
Larry, we've got you, of course, on your cell phone. We've still got pretty good reception. I know you're way the heck up in the mountains up there right now. Where you were, if you moved, you might move back to where you were. We've got a good signal on you, enough to continue our conversation. But thank goodness for cell phones. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a man on the scene up there giving a scouting report, would we?
I don't know how in the world we ever got along without cell phones.
That's true. You know, the bear intrigues me, but the seven bulls, the elk, that ranch is always loaded with elk. I mean, if it wasn't loaded, well, then there's no way three groups of hunters would all have bow shots at elk. But what's the predictions, Larry, on elk up in there right now? Well, seven bulls, that says a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah, and... You know, to see seven bulls during the daytime, this time of the year, when it's getting up to 75, 78 degrees during the day, that's unusual to see that many bulls. And right now, the bull-cow ratio, I'm seeing more bulls than I am cows. But now the cows are probably down in the Quakies with the calves. But come September, like 2 years ago, I put 21 bulls to bed on this, just sitting here on the cabin deck, you know, watching, and we've never had a problem with bull elk up here.
Always plenty. Folks, I'm going to apologize for the little bit of static you may hear with Larry, but it's the price we got to pay to get a current update. That's not like you can go to a house phone up there, Larry, and pick up the phone and call on the landline. You're kind of back up in the brush, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, I sure enough am, but I'll tell you what, I can think of 100,000 places to be, and none of them's quite as pretty or as nice as this is right here.
Nope. The hunters stay in a very nice, fairly new, it couldn't be over 4 or 5 year old cabin, back in the mountains there. And then, of course, when I'm with you, we have a little tent cap set up, and a lot of the guys, you know, that come to hunt up there, they're in the cabin. But it is it's a very comfortable place, and, you know, it's... What impresses me about that mountain country up there where we hunt is it's real remote. If you were just helicoptered in, you'd think you were in the wilderness area somewhere. But the truth is, 15 minutes, you can be down in Steamboat Springs, can't you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I had to go in yesterday and buy some more groceries. Feller needs to eat up here once in a while. But you're not far from town. But yet, like you say, you know, there's nobody that can get on this property, and it's just a great elk hunting experience. And, you know, a lot of people think that you've got to be Arnold Schwarzenegger to get up and down these mountains. the way we archery hunt in here, I mean, a guy 80 years old can come up here and never sweat.
Well, one thing that I know is really helpful, Larry, is we use, I say we because I'm with you up there every year, you know, it's a highlight of my year, but we use electric vehicles, a little unit called an Intimidator that's made by our buddy Ken Blackstock up here in Plano, but he takes a, starts off with, we sell several type models, but the golf cart that he ramps up to a heavy-duty off-road machine, those things, we get up in there, and the elk never know. They never hear us. I think that's a big key to the reason that those elk on week three, there's just as many elk there as when we started hunting, don't you, Larry?
Well, yeah. You know, with our knowledge of elk and what elk do and everything else, and then that electric buggy, you're not driving four-wheelers or trucks up and down the road. We don't hunt elk in their bedding ground. I mean, this is, we've got this down to a pretty darn good science. And that electric buggy, without it, we wouldn't have near the hunting that we have on this piece of property.
That's true. And a lot of folks, when they're thinking about elk hunting, they're thinking about either walking in on foot 10, 15 miles back in the back in public land or packing in with animals, mules and horses, you know, 20, 25 miles. I'm not knocking that. That's a great way if you have the time, if you have the money, if you have the horses, you know, the tack and the gear. But this is not like that. This is drive your car up to a cabin. Now, the mountain country's rugged as all get out up there, but there's roads across throughout the big ranch, and, you know, it's not like you have to be, like you said, Larry, Arnold Schwarzenegger to do it, you know?
No, you know, if a fella has some kind of disability, we've got plenty of stands. That's what I'm up here doing this week. I can actually drive that electric buggy right to every single stand on this piece of property and set you off. You get in the stand and you're elk hunting.
You're there and you're in prime elk country. Well, the roads that our ranch owner has put through the thing, it makes it accessible. Without those roads, now we'd be doing like you have to do on public land. You'd be it'd be a lot of boot leather being worn out, wouldn't it, Larry?
I love to elk hunt, but I don't know if I'm man enough to hunt this country without them electric buggies and all these roads.
Yeah.
You know, a fella can get wore down to a frazzle after a month up here.
Yes, sir. Well, back when we were 20 years old, we'd have probably still got worn down to a frazzle. We just probably wouldn't have taken time to know that we were.
You know? Yeah, and it doesn't take near as long when you're 20 to heal up as it does when you're 65.
There you go, Larry. Well, buddy, I'm going to let you get back. You probably want to, you say you're stacking a little wood at the old cabin there and gonna hang a stand or two. I want you to stay with me when we wrap this up, and I want to quiz you a little bit more about all the access points on those roads up there. But there's an awesome website that folks could go to, and that website, folks, is bowhuntcoloradoelk.net, bowhuntcoloradoelk.net. Larry, if someone wanted to call you, they could leave a message on your cell phone while you're up there, but about the elk hunt this fall or the bear, what's a good number?
It's 970-819-3464.
Okay, well, you keep having fun. I know you got some work to do today, but like I say, hang with me on the phone, and we're going to talk. I want to quiz you a little bit more. How about it?
It works for me.
Folks, that wraps our show up. That was Larry Large. I wish we were all could be up there with him right now. He's up there looking at Elk Mountain about a mile away from where he's at, and up in the Elk River is about 2 miles from him. It's a really beautiful part of the world to be in. Want you to have a good week in the outdoors. Do remember, here at KETR, the shows are archived, and you can listen to, if you miss some information that you'd like to listen to again, you can go to KETR.org, local programs, and you can see our outdoor show. Till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.